What's up, everybody? This is J-Lo with J-Lo Calling Show, where I talk to people. Ralph back here. Apologize to everybody. I have been a while since I made an episode. I think the last one that I did was the Christmas episode that I did with the guys at Riffs on the Rock, which was pretty fun. But it's like, after that, I kind of had some stuff to do. It's like, I didn't really have time to make a new episode, so it's probably been like about, six weeks or so. That's a long time, guys. I'm real sorry about that, but I decided to like, update the show more often, like maybe that once a week or every 2 weeks or something like that, more stability. Yeah, so I still don't seem to have any voicemails at all, which is pretty disappointing, you know, since I haven't, you know, really checked my voicemail is about 6 weeks, so zero, so, it's not very encouraging, but, that's all right. This is not for everybody. Not everybody likes to, you know, hear your voice on the internet and stuff, and, like, talk to me personally, but, like, at least I still get some emails, though, so I'm pretty thankful for that. So, let me just pull up some emails here and see what I got. Okay, here's one from Emily. Emily says, "Dear J-Dog, what are your New Year's resolutions?" Oh wow, this is from a while ago. I'm real sorry, folks. It's like middle of February. And she's asking about New Year's resolutions. But probably lost them by now, right? Most people, you know, when they make the New Year's resolutions, like to get in shape, they're used to eating fast food by now, right? Anyway, the New Year's resolutions. One of them was to do this podcast more often. So I've already failed at that one, I think, but I'm gonna try to do better at that. Some other resolutions would be to get better paying jobs, because the ones I've been doing haven't been paying too well, especially when a debt falls on somebody and somebody tries to sue you for all your money. So, and you have to do things to avoid lawsuits, and it's not very fun. So I like to do more lucrative positions with for the monies, perhaps even working at the airport, because that seems like a pretty good job there at the airport, because you get to work with those X-ray robots that look at people's stuff and kind of see what's inside their bags and stuff. I bet there's some real funny stories about stuff in people's bags that you can tell people. Probably not very funny stories too. Maybe there's like a gun or something. Somebody's trying to take over a plane. But I wouldn't want to be the person that, you know, handles all that stuff. I just looking at the stuff on the screen. That would be a pretty good job. But perhaps even you mean also at the airport, that guy was who has the big sticks and tells the planes where to go when they land, and he's like waving them. That seems like a pretty fun job, because I've always been pretty good at waving sticks around and stuff. When I was a kid, I did marching band and kind of spun those batons around. Wasn't very popular for doing that. I did get beat up a few times, I recall, for my baton skills. I always thought they were just jealous, but later I learned it was not very popular to be good at baton back then. But anyways, so resolutions would be to do this podcast more and get a good paying job where I can make some money and maybe not live, you know, in Mr. Post's closet anymore, because that would be good, because he's not too happy about that right now, I gotta tell you guys. Let's see what our emails we got here. Let's see. This one is from Caleb, I think. Is that Caleb? Caleb, yes. It says, "I have COVID-19 and have to stay home. What are some fun things I can do around the house?" Oh, okay. This is that movie everyone's been talking about that I've been trying to avoid, because I've yet to see the first 18 COVIDs, and I would hate to have it spoiled for me. So anytime I see something about COVID-19 in the news or something, I just kind of turn it off or ignore it, because I don't want any spoilers for the movie. It seems like a pretty popular movie because, like, a lot of people talk about it all the time. And, like, I guess they, like, take off work to, like, watch the movie and stuff. And it's like, that seems like pretty crazy that a movie would be that good that you want to, like, take off work for, like, a week just to watch a movie. Because that seems kind of crazy. But, I guess if it's something like that and you have to stay home, you say you want, what are some fun things I can do around the house? Okay, so I'm pretty good at this, as I told you. I'm a champion, a hide-and-seeker. I've told you about that before. But if you're just, like, home alone around the house, sometimes you can, like, do it, like, experiments in the kitchen with, like, cooking stuff. You know, like, adding different ingredients together and seeing what comes out. When you put it, like, in the oven or the stove, make sure, you have, like, parental supervision. If it's, like, dangerous stuff, like, probably don't do, like, bleach and stuff. Like, maybe stick with the edible stuff in the kitchen to, like, experiment with, like, flour and eggs and stuff. Like, maybe make some kind of pancake that you could, taste and see what it tastes like. That's some stuff I like to do when I'm home alone with Mr. Poach's kitchen and kind of go through stuff. He hasn't noticed yet, but I kind of go through all his stuff when he's not here, and it's pretty fun to do. That's another thing you can do if you happen to live with another person, is like snoop through their stuff when they're gone. Cause, like, some people have some pretty good secrets, let me tell you. Like, you guys, like, go through their sock drawer and stuff, and they got all kinds of stuff they just kind of, like, don't want people knowing about, and then you can know about it, and then, like, it's kind of like you both have a secret instead of just them having a secret. It becomes yours and their secret. That would be pretty fun to do. Sometimes you find stuff that's a little disturbing. This one time I found, like, this is, like, a very foul looking thing in my grandma's drawer that I did not care to investigate further, because it was I don't like to think about that very much. But so probably not a good idea if you're in, like an elderly family member's house, because, like, you can find some stuff that are, like, kind of give you nightmares, and you probably don't want to do that no more. So yeah, just snoop around if you're in, like, your house with, like, a roommate or something, or, like, you're, like, your parents, I guess. If you're, don't go in the nightstand, though, because that's probably pretty gross. There's a lot of gross stuff in the nightstand, so I may stay away from that. But, like, I don't know, like, it's off in the closet where they hide the Christmas presents and stuff. Maybe there's some good stuff up there you can look at. So that's probably my best advice for that one, Caleb. So, yeah, like I said, I still haven't got any voicemails, so I guess we can just go with your phones and see who's calling in. There seems to be a new call here. Let's go ahead and push this button.
Well, hey, J-Dog, it's me, Terwilliger Jacob.
Who is this? With Terwilliger? What kind of name is that?
Hey, it's Terwilliger Jacob. I'm the gnome that lives in your phone.
Gnome that, lives in your phone. Is this some kind of prank call? Because it's kind of a weird prank call, because it doesn't really make any sense.
No, J-Dog. I live in your phone. I'm the gnome that makes you drop calls and gives you random texts with a bunch of numbers and letters in them and all kinds of spam calls. That's me.
Spam. Oh, that does explain some things, because I've been getting all weird, like, phone calls lately from people, like, not leaving messages and stuff. And, you know, normally if I don't recognize the number, I don't answer it. And, like, it just seems kind of weird, like, somebody be, like, giving my phone number out. Not the on-air phone number, but, like, my secret phone number. This is, like, my personal stuff that I only give to, like, you know, close friends and relatives. But getting all phone calls all night, and, you know, it just kind of explains that now, that there would be a gnome living in my phone. How did you get in there? Like, how's that work?
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm just really tiny.
Tiny. Okay. Can I, like, can I see you? Like, pull you up on the screen or something, or?
No, you can't see me. That would be against gnome rules.
Gnome rules. Okay. I gotta admit, this sounds, pretty fantastical, what's going on right now. So, I'm just gonna go along with it, folks. I'm not sure who this, person gnome is calling, but it seems like, you know, they're having a good time. So, you know, I hate to spoil people's fun. So, okay, Terwilliger's a gnome. How should I help you today?
Well, Well, Datadog, I was wondering if you could give me some help.
Okay, what do you need help with?
I can't seem to make any phone calls.
Any phone calls, like from the phone that you're in, or you have like a separate smaller phone, that you use to call people? Cause that second part sounds like it'd be pretty cute, but like it's hard to imagine a phone that small. Cause like, how would that even work? You know, like, how would that even work being that small of a phone?
No, J-Dog, it's the big phone, yeah. Like, it's your phone, basically, that I use, yeah. But I've been trying to call my family. They live on other phones.
Other phones. So there's like a lot of you, is what you're saying. Like, that, like the phone gnomes is like a thing, and like everybody like has like gnomes in their phone?
Yeah, basically.
Basically, okay. Who has your family in their phone? Is that somebody I know?
Yeah, J-Dog, it's actually the mayor.
The mayor, okay, yeah, that would explain a few things, because, you know, I used to call him about stuff to reports, like random happenings, and it seems that my phone no longer connects to his phone. Like, there's some kind of like force field that's like blocking like the signal of some sort. It's like, yeah, I don't seem to be able to reach the mayor no more with my phone. So that, I'm really sorry about that. So it's just like, I'm not sure, you know, what the issue was. Like for example, like the last time I was able to talk to him, I noticed that the raccoons that get into the garbage. I've mentioned this before, folks, on the show. But the raccoons, I noticed that one of them was riding a dog, like a horse. And, you know, I thought that was kind of weird, and like maybe like a sign of some sort that like maybe something's, you know, not right around town. Like maybe there's something going on that like would cause some like super intelligent raccoons to suddenly start riding the dogs like horses. So like maybe we should like test the water supply or something that mayors would do. This is basically like the voicemail I left him. So like after that, I didn't really get a response to that. So like when I tried to call again, it never worked after that. So like I'm not sure if like maybe I stumbled across something, you know, like some kind of conspiracy is going on where like these raccoons are like working for the government, like as they're, you know, riding these dogs around. Maybe they're not dogs at all, you know. I'm just assuming they're dogs. That's what they look like when I saw them. But, like, it could have been, like, a larger, I don't know, one of those big rats with the chappy something. Like, one of those things. Or it could even be a robot with, like realistic fur on it. Because, like, you know, I know they can make stuff like that now that, like, looks pretty real. So, like, maybe that's what happened. But regardless, it was, you know, it was never investigated. So, like, that seems kind of weird, don't you think, Sir Williger?
Yeah, that seems pretty weird. But anyway, do you think there's a way I can reach my family?
Maybe you need to, like, jump into, like, somebody else's phone, if that's possible. Maybe, like, Mr. Poe, he also, is like, around here a lot. So maybe you could, like, live in his phone for a while. Because, like, the more that I think about it, it seems, like, kind of unsettling that there would be, like, some kind of gnome living in my phone. Because, like, are you, like, reading all the stuff and, like, looking at the stuff I look at on my phone? Because that's, like, starting to give me, like, a little bit of, like, an anxiety attack right now thinking about that. There's, like, nothing, like, how much do you see on my phone?
Oh, don't worry about that, J-Dog. I won't tell anybody.
Don't tell. Okay, that's not really comforting. Okay, but we'll go along with that. So yeah. Anyway, let's maybe just like jump into Mr. Poe's phone, and like I think he said he might stop by on the next episode, perhaps. I finally convinced him that maybe he should, because like, you know, kind of help my show out a little bit, maybe do like a back and forth between us, because I had it on phone on that Christmas episode with his friends. So like maybe I could convince him to come on my show. So like maybe jump on his phone then, you know, while it's like close to my phone. I'm not sure how that works. Does it have to be like a physical like proximity to the other phone, or is it like a Wi-Fi thing?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, basically. Which one was it?
Yeah. All right, J-Dog. Well, I'll try that. Bye.
He didn't really give me an answer there, but that seems again kind of weird. I'm not really sure what that was, if that was real or not. Probably gonna have some nightmares about that tonight. So I'm just probably going to go ahead and prepare myself for that, folks. So I think we'll just, you know, go ahead and call this a show. Be sure to, if you're not listening on Anchor, be sure to listen. Anchor.fm/J-DOGGGZ, and you can, like, leave messages on there and stuff, but, like, people haven't been doing that, so I'm not really sure if it's working. I might have to look into that and see. Perhaps people are trying to leave messages and just can't. Maybe that's what's happening. But anyway, I'll probably try to use some more of these. Also, I might be putting these out on Saturdays instead of Fridays. I might need to change that up with my schedule and stuff. So until next time, this has been Zay Dog. Bye, guys.
Oh, thank you.